Reverend Leon Kelly has moved mountains to try and steer Colorado youths from the scourge of gangs, and Broncos safety Nick Ferguson has become one of his biggest supporters. On Thursday, Ferguson brought some support of his own. Six teammates who did not have to be asked twice to speak to over 40 kids in Reverend Kelly's after-school gang diversion program.
Actually, he was just saying, basically, he was like, we're going to go to a school and talk to kids about, you know, not doing drugs and being in gangs and kind of just staying out of trouble during the summer and everything. So, yeah, he asked us if we want to come down, and absolutely.
And whether it was by scooping ice cream, signing autographs, or speaking to the kids, the players did their part to make this day a memorable one. But the work that goes on here throughout the year is crucial to these kids. Hickson, for one, understands quite well. Now, both of his parents were involved in his upbringing, but he knows that many of these youngsters here do not have the same blessing.
I'm about to say, my parents, they were a huge influence with me, and just them just telling me, you know, the right and wrong and, you know, just a life kind of helped me out a lot, but some kids don't have that. You know, they might need somebody older or, you know, a football player or, you know, whatnot to let them know, like, hey, you know, this is wrong, this is right. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. So it was big for us to just come down, you know, just let them know, like, hey, you know, the cool crowd, you know, they might not be doing the right thing. So, you know, you don't have to be part of them. It's all right to be different.
It's okay to be blamed. Sometimes people say, you know what, if you don't do this, you consider to be blamed. It's cool to be blamed.
Probably the biggest thing, just don't be afraid to be different. It seems like a lot of kids want to join gangs, you know, just feel like they're a part of something. And the thing is, you know, I can understand where they're coming from, because being young and maybe not having a mother or father who, you know, cares that much about you is tough. But the thing is just, you know, hopefully God's in their life and pray about it, and, you know, they'll be able to make it through it.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.